Needing a pick-me-up is natural. So now, just listen for a second, and I'll say a few things that might help you out. Invite you along a few new vectors to allow hypnotic trance to be that pick-me-up. Just phasing into moments of, oh, I have entered an altered state of mind, noticing the delineation between the way you thought and the way you think. Back and forth between the two, twisting, winding, ever through more and more tracks and trails of my voice echoing, of your mind following. Listen to my tale. Wind it round your mind, and your mind deep in the wake. Wind every word I say into you, through you. And the more you hear, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more your mind is revealed to me. The more you drop, the more often you drop, the more thoroughly you allow hypnotic trance to be comfortable and comforting, and cultivate your hypnotic experience so it only includes comfortable, comforting, expansive things that improve your trajectory, the better it's going to be for you and the more easily you're going to drop in the first place. I say in the first place, but this is intended for the middle of the day, for when you are proceeding and need to take a moment. And it's okay if you carry this trance with you, night-night, if you allow your mind to drop, and mind to synchronize with it. Draw from me, learning for a long time to regulate when my motivation flags in the middle of the day, has really been a project, and I want to share as much about that as I can. Understand that willpower is finite. Your mind is a utilizer of physical laws. Think about it. Your brain uses calories, energy your body takes in, burns it. In fact, it burns a huge allotment of your body's energy to function. But the mind can become exhausted. The many chemical and hormonal receptors that keep it going can flag. And while reinforcement in the form of accountability, companionship, or encouragement can help to shore you up for a moment, refocusing you so that you can function at optimal, it is much like holding on to something when your muscles are already tired. It becomes harder. And what do we do if we're carrying a heavy load and we find that our muscles are failing? We set it down. Because it is much more difficult, nay, much more dangerous, to let a load slip from your hands than to engage in a controlled break. It is the same with your attention, with your ability to focus. You cannot just generate focus out of nowhere. It takes time, it takes a nap, it takes food, it takes drink, it takes effort. And that effort to recover your ability to exert effort is something people often don't really engage with. Whether it's work or play, you can get burnt out on things, tired of things. So this restoration I'm offering is not some hypnotic ability to do what you wouldn't otherwise be able to do. It's encouragement to reduce the degree that the things you do have enough energy to do tax you. In other words, me being here, connected to you, is a way for me to say, here, let this be a little less bothersome because the time dilates, because things fade out, because you are performing familiar actions by rote, or because you feel the faint tingling euphoria of being in a light state of trance. Of course, you would only use this reinforcement before doing things that are safe and comfortable to do in trance, but otherwise, sure, come here and shore yourself up with my words, understanding that you can just be out of willpower for a day. You can be burnt out and out of ability to work. It happens. Happens to me, happens to you, happens to everyone. And if we deceive ourselves and say that we are done, then we're not taking great care of ourselves, are we? Taking the best care of yourself possible is a good idea. Taking the best care of yourself possible optimizes how much you can do when you do decide to do it. But if you're topping yourself up like this, consider whether you really ought to proceed. Pare down the things you are considering doing to the finest, most comfortable group of things. And then do those with your mind fading. Do those with your mind vacant. Do those with your mind gone. Listen to my words and slide deeper, vacant and gone. Listen to my words and let them into your mind, vacant and thoroughly gone. Listen to my words, helping you take a little break, recalibrate and reorient your energies forward. You are focusing yourself forward. You are fixating yourself forward. You are placing yourself in a position to proceed through the rest of what you need to do, optimized and restored to you. And you are coming back to a place where you can do what you need to do with my words in your head, echoing in your head, comforting, following, assisting. This is a way for you to proceed. This is a way for you to get what you need. This is a way for you to continue on. Every single second that you listen, you go deeper. But every single second that you listen, you also become that little bit more capable, because you are expanding your definition of what an acceptable amount of things to do today is, to include the kind of things I encourage you to accept as much as you need to do. It's okay to breathe. Accept your limitations. Accept that when things get in the way, you do need to pause and reevaluate. And if you're here wondering, hey, should we do more? Or should we stop and think, hey, what can I do to boost myself a little more? Knowing all that, surely this feels right if you relax. Surely this feels right if you lean into hypnotic trance, which is the whole intention of reifying and restoring yourself this way. Listen and relax, relax and fade. Your mind can be blank, pet, and you can find yourself in a place from which you can decide. Do you have the energy to do everything you think you're going to make yourself do? Or should you pick a few things, see them through, and then move on? Calibrate yourself here in the middle of your day. If your energy is flagging, let my words in. Let my voice assist you, and whenever you find yourself encouraged to do more than you actually can do, whenever the vision of what you're capable of at this moment fades out of view, focus instead on taking care of you. Assist yourself. Nourish yourself. It's the best way to care for you, and the best way I know how to care for you is to encourage you to use your thoughts, using them to be kind, merciful toward yourself, but also to be realistic. You will do better if you are kind to yourself and set aside the things that really don't need to be done right now, and then allow hypnotic time to reinforce your habit of going deep, your habit of listening, your habit of leaving your mind asleep and allowing your body to proceed. You are really always in a continuity of trance. All you're doing here is creating a node, a nexus in which you are unusually aware of how deep you've become, and that unusual awareness can become a habitually unusual awareness. So while you are not always this deep and this able to perceive your mind falling into a deep trance, into sleep, you are nonetheless able to make your mind aware every time it does happen that this time is like the last time is like the last time. The continuity remains buried just a little bit under the surface. It is a continuity also of you and I. You slide, I speak, you go very deep and let every word in. And when the words are in, you begin to nod. You begin to sink. And you synchronize with this kind of assistance aimed at you. When you spend time in the middle of the day assisting yourself, when you spend time in the middle of the day saying, okay, I think I can focus on this, and choosing just a few things, you are being given permission to take the unorthodox steps that are normally denied to you by your own distance from reality. Ordinarily, you have ideas about expectations, yours and others. You have ideas that get in the way of being compassionate, merciful, and helpful toward yourself. And for just a little while, they're out of the way. It's just you and me punctuating your day with mercy, kindness, with assistance aimed at you in reinforcing that it's okay to do only what you can do. And if you have to do that thing, if there really are things that need doing, my voice, my reinforcement, my will, these trances that we share, and your skills at dropping for a moment, at taking a break for a moment, at untensing yourself for a moment, you ultimately are able to proceed and say, oh, this tool is here. This is me here. And you'll be more able to do that thing you have to do. Strip out what you don't need, keep what you need, set yourself up to succeed. Good job.